Until this moment no one took it ill that you should suffer anger. We learned this from the old stories of how towering wrath could overcome great men. But they were still amenable to gifts and to persuasion. Here is an instance I myself remember, not from our own time, but in ancient days. I'd tell it to you all, for all our friends. The Curetes were fighting a warlike race, Aetolians, around the walls of Calydon, with slaughter on both sides. Aetolians defending their beloved Calydon, while the Curetes longed to sack the town. The truth is, Artemis of the Golden Chair had brought the scourge of war on the Aetolians. She had been angered because Aeneas made no harvest offering from his vineyard slope. While other gods enjoyed his hecatombs, he made her none, either forgetful of it or careless, a great error either way. In her anger, the mistress of long arrows roused against him a boar with gleaming tusks out of his wild grass bed, a monstrous thing that ravaged the man's vineyard many times and felled entire orchards, roots, blooms, apples, and all. Now this great boar, Meleagrus, the son of Aeneas, killed by gathering men and hounds from far and near. So huge the boar was, no small band could master him, and he brought many to the dolorous pyre. Around the dead beast, Artemis set on a clash with battle cries between Curetes and proud Aetolians over the boar's head and shaggy hide. As long, then, as Meleagrus, backed by the war god, fought, the Curetes had the worst of it for all their numbers and could not hold a line outside the walls. But then a day came when Meleagrus was stung by venomous anger that infects the coolest thinker's heart. Swollen with rage at his own mother, Althea, he languished in idleness at home beside his lady Cleopatra. This lovely girl was born to Marpessa of ravishing pale ankles. Eunice's child and Ides, who had been most powerful of men on earth. He drew the bow against the lord Phoebus Apollo over his love Marpessa, whom her father and gentle mother called Halcyon, since for her sake her mother gave that seabird's forlorn cry when Apollo ravished her. With Cleopatra lay Meleagrus, nursing the bitterness his mother stirred, when in her anguish over a brother slain she cursed her son.